The second illusion, the illusion of failure, may be used to experience your inability to fail at anything. Nothing you do is a failure, but merely part of the process you have undergone to achieve what you are seeking to achieve, and to experience what you are seeking to experience. What you are seeking to experience is that which you are. You cannot experience that which you are in the absence of that which you are not. Therefore, know that when you experience that which you are not, it is not a failure to experience, but a way to experience that which you are. What was just said is very important. Yet it is easy to move right through statements like that and miss their enormous significance. So I am going to repeat the statement. When you experience that which you are not, it is not a failure to experience, but a way to experience that which you are. And so when what you call failure visits your life, embrace it lovingly. Do not condemn it and make it wrong, for what you resist persists, and what you look at disappears. That is, it ceases to have its illusory form. You see it for what it really is, just as you see yourself as who you really are. By using the illusion of failure to notice what you have learned, remembered, about life, and to motivate you to apply the wisdom that you have acquired, the illusion becomes a tool with which to notice that you are always succeeding. Put simply, we are saying here that the way to step outside of the illusion of failure is to simply see everything as a part of your success. All things lead to your success, produce your success, are part of the process by which you experience your success. Many people understand this intuitively. Scientists are among them. When they embark on an important experiment, they not only anticipate failure, they relish it. The pure scientist understands completely that a failed experiment has not failed at all, but merely pointed the way to success. Something working out the way you wanted it to is not the definition of success, and something not working out the way you wanted it to is not the definition of failure. Indeed, if you live a long life, there will be times when you will claim the exact opposite to be true. When you are said to have had many failures, all you have had are successive experiences. And how can any experience which you call successive be a failure? Yet the illusion of failure is necessary in order to experience the exhilaration of success. If you succeed at everything, then you will experience succeeding at nothing. You will simply feel that you are doing what you are doing, but you will not know it as success, nor experience the wonder and the glory of who you are, because there would be no contextual field within which to notice that. If you throw a touchdown pass on the first attempt, that may be exhilarating for sure. Yet if you throw a touchdown pass on every attempt, you would soon lose the excitement of it. It would mean nothing. There would be nothing but touchdown passes, and throwing them would be pointless, worthless, meaningless. All of life moves in cycles. It is the cycles of life that give meaning to life. In fact, there is no such thing as failure. There is only success manifesting in its many aspects. There is also no such thing as that which is not God. There's only God, manifesting in its many aspects. You see the parallel? You see the model? This simple seeing changes everything. When this is clear to you, you will be immediately struck with gratitude and wonder. Gratitude for all of the failures of your life, and wonder that it took so long to recognize the treasures that you have been given. You will understand at last the meaning of my statements that I have brought you nothing but angels. and I have given you nothing but miracles. In the moment of this understanding, you will know that you never fail to succeed. Always remember that. You never fail to succeed.